Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Tes Omud Beis. We are in the last volume of Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, and we are starting a brand new siman Tof Reish Tzadi Gimel, which deals with Seder Tfilas Purim, the davening of Purim. And we begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Achar Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yarvis, after you lay in the Megillah on the night of Purim, we say Omer V'Yatok Kadosh. We say the Yatok Kadosh Tfila after that, even if it's not on a Shabbos night. If it's on a Matzi Shabbos, Omer V'Noam, in addition to Kodem V'Yatok Kadosh, before you say V'Yatok Kadosh. That is the opinion of the Mechaber. Now, the Ramah adds, Hagav, Omer V'Yitin Lecha, he says, you say V'Yitin Lecha in addition, and he adds, V'Korin HaMegillah, V'Yachar Kach Mevil. He says that we do Havdalah as late as possible. We always try to push Havdalah back, so in Shul, you read the Megillah and only afterwards say the Havdalah. That was quite a mouthful. Now let's look inside of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that Sivkot and Aleph, after you read the Megillah, you say V'Yatok Kadosh. So he says, Ayin in the Mogen Avraham, Shemitzadi, the Achar Shmona Esrei, that we do not like the Mechaber. He says, the Mogen Avraham says that after you say the Shmona Esrei, we say a Kaddish Sholim into Skabel, which is going to Skabel, Tzloson of Oson. It always goes on the Shmona Esrei. Tzloson is referring to the Tfil of Shmona Esrei. So as soon as you finish the Shmona Esrei, we say Kaddish Tzkabel. V'chein Kosev El Yerabba, El Yerabba says the same thing. And only after that, V'achar Amiras, V'yato Kadosh, Shomrim Achar, Kriyas HaMegillah, Yomer Kaddish Sholim below Tzkabel. Then you repeat another Kaddish after that. It's a Kaddish Sholim, but without Tzkabel, because you only say Tzkabel after the Shmona Esrei, and you've already said it after the Shmona Esrei, no reason to repeat it again. However, he brings down the El Yerabba Kosev, V'yuchol Gam Kilomar Tzkabel. You can say Tzkabel a second time. V'yachzor Tzkabel, Altila de Beseder Kedusha, because this Tzkabel is going on the Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kvod Hashem Komo, that you're saying in the Atok Kadosh Tvila. Now, B'Shachris Yomer Chatzi Kaddish Achar Shmona Esrei. After Shachris, you say the Shmona Esrei, you say only a Chatzi Kaddish over there, and then you read the Megillah, Elaine, you read the Megillah, and then you say Ashru Volotzion, Uleachas Seder Kedusha, Kaddish Sholem in Tzkabel. Then you say one Kaddish Tzkabel over there. So it's different during the daytime than in the nighttime. Now, a lot of footnotes over here. Tisha footnote number one tells us that Aval Achar Kriyas HaMegillah, he says, after you read the Megillah, She'en Omrim Kaddish, we don't say Kaddish after reading the Megillah. Lo Ke'elu She'omrim Was Kaddish, Ve'nu Nochon. As opposed to some of the other Megillahs, where we do say a Kaddish, he says you don't say a Kaddish after the laying of the Megillah. Tisha footnote number two brings down, from the El Yerabba, she came in Minoga Olam, that you say Kaddish Tzkabel twice. And he says, Ken Kosev Aruch HaShulchan, this is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. However, Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Sheyos Enoch Lomar Achav Yatok Kadosh, Kaddish Sholem, but not with Tzkabel. Because the Ikar and Nusach of Tzkabel Tzlotzen, as I mentioned, is for Shmona Esrei, and since you already said that, there's no reason to be Chozer and say Kaddish Tzkabel again. And he says, the El Yerabba, V'chein Roy Lahanig, this is the proper custom, and this is also the custom that's written down in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, and in the Siddur of the Yavitz, as well as the Siddur of the Derech HaChaim, and also in the Likutei Mariach, and this is the way that the Velt paskins. The issue foot number three brings down, at nighttime, as we just pointed out, you finish the Shmona Esrei, you say a Kaddish Tzkabel before the Megillah, because the Megillah would be a potential hefsek in between your Kaddish Tzkabel, which goes on the Shmona Esrei, and the Megillah Leni would then be a hefsek. So nevertheless, the El Yerabba writes, by Shachar's time, it's not considered a hefsek. By Ma'ariv it was a hefsek, but by Shachar's time it's not, because Kivin Shinogim Tomid Lahafsik B'Kriyas HaTorah, because every day on a Monday and Thursday that we lay in the Torah, we don't say the Kaddish Tzkabel after Shmona Esrei, we wait till after the laning. So the laning is by definition by Shachar's not considered a hefsek, and Kriyas HaMegillah likewise Nechshevis Lahafsik Bein HaTfilah LeKaddish. So too, the Megillah laning is not considered a hefsek. As opposed to the nighttime, She'ein Derech Lahafsik Bein HaTfilah LeKaddish, we normally have no interruptions between the Shmona Esrei and the Kaddish Tzkabel, and therefore any interruption like the laning of the Megillah is considered a hefsek in that situation. Then we go to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis. He says that if it's Matzah Shabbos, the Ramah said that you add the Yitain Lecha as well. And Matzah Shabbos, Achar Havdalah, this is after you say the Havdalah, V'Havdalah Hu Achar Seder Kedusha. And the Havdalah comes after the Atok Kedosh and the Kedosh, 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 Baruch, Kavod, that we say in the Atok Kedosh. Come on, B'Shayi Matzah Shana, like it's all regular year long, that you say the Atok Kedosh, then you say Havdalah, and then you say Yitain Lecha. And that, which he says, V'Mashe Kosav V'Korim HaMegillah, Hu inyan b'neatzel. That's a separate din, unrelated to the previous statement of Yitin L'cho that the Ramah brought down. And you look in the Ber Hagola, he says, Pirish, kimo shar yimos hashana. That the Yitin L'cho comes into place like it does every Matzah Shabbos, no change over there whatsoever. Then we're going to Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, where he says, then you make Havdalah, the call Mashiach La'achr is Havdalah, B'yitzias Hayom Ma'achrin La. As we pointed out, we always try to delay making the Havdalah to the last possible moment because we want to keep the Kedush of Shabbos around, even though you technically have made Oy Shabbos by saying the Ata Chonantana win the Shmon Esrei. Nevertheless, we really fully say goodbye to the Shabbos with the saying of the Havdalah, and therefore we try to delay that as much as possible. The issue foot number 4 brings down in the Bir Halacha in Simon Reish Tzadi Hey, he brings down Sheesh B'zeh Machlokis. If there's a Machlokis involved, then he writes, some say Yitin L'cha before Havdalah, and there's also the Sharet Zion in Simon Reish Tzadi Ches, and he writes down that those that say in regards to Matzi Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbat Likin Er Chanukah, V'Achakach Om Yitin L'cha, and also V'Achakach Mavdilin. So there are different opinions as to when to do this. The issue foot number 5 brings down Umashma Shigam Birchas Bari Mi Areish Mavarchim Rak Leachar Kriyas Megillah. Here, there's an interesting question. You're getting benefit from the light, so how can you delay saying the Havdalah Bari Mi Areish until after the laying of the Megillah? And he brings down for the Prima Godim Shelo Noagim Bazeh Kedas Hakobo. He says, as opposed to the opinion of the Kobo, Shekorim Es Hamegillah Lo Ar Haner Kodim Havdalah, that you read the Megillah via the light, therefore you have to be Mavarech before you read the Megillah. So he says, we don't pass it like that. And he says, Aruch HaShulchan as well says, Yivarech HaLeish Li'achah Megillah. The Aruch HaShulchan also says that you make the Bar Mireish to Havdalah after the Megillah. You're getting Hanoah from it. So why don't we make the Bracha, according to this opinion, before we read the Megillah? So he brings down from the Knesset HaGdolah in the name of the Marash Levi, Shebirchas Bar Mireish, Eino Birchas Ananim. It's not a Birchas Ananim, because you're not really making the bracha on the hanah that you're getting from the ner, but you're doing it as a zeichud, that this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fire for Adam HaRishon on Matzei Shabbos, the first Matzei Shabbos of the world. And the Mishnah Berurah as well brings down in Siman Reish Tas Zayin in regards to Birchas Areach, Shol Tiknu Bracha Al Hanah Shein Nichneses Leguf. It really doesn't enter into your body, and therefore it's not really a Birchas Hanah. And the Bir Aloch there says the same idea in the name of the Rosh, Shel Birchas HaNer Eino Birchas HaNenin, the bracha on the ner, Mori Ha'esh, is not really a Birchas HaNenin. Because otherwise, you'd have to make it every day. And we don't make it every day. And he as well, later in the note, brings down from the Prima Gadim that the Prima Gadim says, Birchas HaShevach, and it's like other Birchas HaMitzvos, and therefore, that's why you don't have to make it before you read the Megillah. However, in regards to reading the Megillah of Eichon, Tisha B'Av, when you're not making Havdalah then, because you don't make Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, for example, we make Havdalah on Sunday night. In that situation, you can't make the Bar Mireish when you're going to make Havdalah, which is now Sunday night. And therefore, that's why you make the Bracha Bar Mireish before you read the Megillah in that situation. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Omer al Anisim b'layla v'yom. We say the Tefillah of al Anisim both at night time during Maariv and during the daytime during Shachris and Mincha. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot and Dalet, Afilu im hiktim l'spalol arvis kol b'tzeis ha-kochavim. If you're davening Maariv early, again, we said the Megillah has to be done after tzeis ha-kochavim, but you'll have to daven Maariv from Plag HaMincha and onwards. So let's say you're going to daven 15 minutes before tzeis ha-kochavim, you daven Maariv, and this way, by the time you finish Maariv, you'll be laning, it'll be right at the time of tzeis ha-kochavim. This way, the tzibur will be able to hear the laning after the Tzeis HaKochavim, but they won't be delayed too much because they're all fasting. So he says, even if you daven Maariv early, even if you daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha, you still can say Al Anisim, even though technically it's still Yud Gimel. He brings down the Sharet Zion Osvav, Kein Niril Anias Dati, Midahitiru Lispalal Arvis Mi Plag HaMincha Malat, because technically you're allowed to daven Maariv from Plag HaMincha, Velo Mishtamit Echo Min Aposkim Lomar, the Rosh Chodesh Ein Lomar Bezel Yalvo, and since this occurs every month in Rosh Chodesh, nobody ever says, none of the posts can bring down that you're not allowed to say Yalav Yalvo by Maariv when you're davening early, so too. Over here, since they allow you to go and daven Maariv at that point in time, you can say after Chonatan and Nishmona Esrei, so therefore, Yuvade can say over here, Al Hanisim in that Tvilas Maariv. The issue foot number 7 brings down that this is only the opinion of the Chavetz Chaim. He says this is also brought down in the Ma'aril and the Matei Moshe, who write, Shemispalim Arvis, V'yomrim Al Hanisim. They also say Beferish that you say Al Hanisim even if it's before nighttime. The issue foot number 8 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tzadi Gimel, Shurak B'Makom Ones, that you're only allowed to go make Havdalah if it's after Plag HaMincha on a Saturday afternoon, Shabbos afternoon. If, for example, a person's running to do a mitzvah, he has to be machshich on the tchum, levar mitzvah. And even there, the Mishnah says, we really don't do this because it confused people. So we don't let you really daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha on Shabbos afternoon, but technically, under at least theoretical circumstances, you could. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov, Yimlo, Amru, Ein Masino. So if you forgot to say Alanisim, you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Hey, tells us, Ein El, in Simon Tof Reish Pei Beis, Siv Aleph, V'Vuadim Min Yoneinu. There it was written in regards to Chas Hanukkah, and here it's the same Halacha. And the issue foot number 9 brings down, that Shulchan Aruch over there said, Shem Niskar Shlo Omar Alanisim, V'Adayin Lo Hiskir Es Hashem B'Sima Bracha. If you haven't yet concluded the Bracha, Bracha Hashem, if you didn't say the shame of Hashem in that bracha, so then afilu niskar bein atah l'Hashem. You said bracha atah. Oh, I forgot to say alanisim. Chozel alanisim. Then you have to say alanisim. However, v'imarma akvar es Hashem b'sima bracha. If you said bracha to Hashem, even though you didn't say hatoshucha, you don't say over here lamdeni chukecha. The Mishnah Berurah writes, in that situation, you finish off the bracha, and then before you take the 3 steps back, you can say alanisim in the Shemoneh Esrei, right before you take the 3 steps back. You have a similar halacha, by the way, for benching as well. Then he brings down, why don't you have to go back and say it again? Because he brings down, like in regards to Chanukah, that these sayings of Alanisim are not midoraisa, the midorabanon, and therefore, lo tiknu lachso kishishchach lehaski. The rabbis didn't go and be matriach you to go back and say the Shemoneh Esrei again. Then the Mishnah continues and he says, and we'll wait till we get there till we discuss fully the halachos of alanisim in the benching. But the issue, footnote number 10, does bring down that there is a machlokus over there in the benching, im chozer or lo. But if you ate one meal already, then you certainly don't go back and say it by the second meal of the day. And in that situation, you just add it on at the end with the harachmons if you forgot to say it in the bracha of no de lecha. But discuss this more when we get to that simon. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Agav yimlo amaro ein machzir noso." Again, if you forgot to say it, you don't go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. We already discussed this in Sivkot Hay, which is over here. Then the Ramah continues and he says, "Vein omim alanisim rak biyom yudalid." The people that live in a non-walled city, they only say alanisim on yudalid. Avolo bit tesvav, but they don't say it on tesvav. And he brings it down the Beis Yosef, the name of the Orchas Chaim and the Minhagim. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav tells us, Kivin Shin Shayach Zel Yosha Yom, because for us who live in a non-walled city, so there is no technical din of Shushan Purim. Havilei Shalo Me'ein Hamorah, and therefore it's not considered a special day, albeit we don't say Tachnun that day because there's Klai Yisrael that is celebrating, so therefore we celebrate with them, we don't say Tachnun, but if you were to add it into the Shemoneh Esrei, have a Hefsik Betvila technically. However, it's not a full technical hefsek because miu im amaro, if you by accident did say it, ein machzir noso, then you don't go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If I were to say today, it's not Purim cotton, it's not Shushan Purim cotton. If I were to say today, alanisim, for whatever the reason, the Shemoneh Esrei, I'd have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because it's a hefsek. But if you say it on, by the way, either Shushan Purim cotton this year or Purim cotton this year, as well as, of course, on Shushan Purim in a regular year, so then ein machzir noso, you don't have to go repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because it's a little bit shtickle of Me'ein Hama'ora. The Mikol Makom Yesh Kitzas Shaychus B'Yomelu. It has a little bit of a connection to those days. The Shaar HaTzion in those Zion adds that this is the opinion of the Taz and the Mogen Avraham, but not like the Bach. Okay. Dear Shufut number 11 adds over here, in a situation like last year, when we had a poor Mishulash, Shadin Hu, Shebim Komos, Hamukofin, Omrim Alanisim, Tezvav B'Yador, they normally say Alanisim on Tezvav, but now they're actually laning on Yudalid, so if they were to say Alanisim on Yom HaShishi, Yudalid, so then Ein Tzorech Lazo, they also wouldn't go back because it's considered a little bit shtickle like it's Ein Hama'ora of that day. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Kirachim ha-sveikos, imhei mukafas choma, those cities which is not clear, did they or did they not have a wall in the days of Yeshua ben Nun? So we said that they can read the Megillah on both Yudalit and Tezvav, so omrim alanisim betvila b'shnei yomim. They would say alanisim in both of those tefillahs as well. Vein ze hefsek, kivan the misafik omrim. And it's not considered hefsek because here there may be a connection. It definitely is me'ein hama'ora. Now, dear Shu, footnote number 12 does bring down that in those cities that are only doing it als the chumra, and not that they really have a strong suspicion, so then, such as B'nai Brak, so the Chazon Ish was not noeik to say it, he would not say Alanisim on Tesvav, even though they were laying the Megillah on Tesvav. As opposed to, Shar Mitzvah Sapurim, Hichmi Lino Gam came to Tesvav. The other Mitzvah Sapurim, they did hold on Tesvav. And Luach Eretz Yisrael says as well, that they don't say Alanisim in all of the cities that have a Sveik, Suffolk, do they read the Megillah or not? In Tesvav, they read the Megillah, but they don't say Al Hanisim. And this is also the opinion of the Stipler Gaon. On the other hand, the Har Tzvi does bring down that they do say Al Hanisim in Tveria on both days. And this was the opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brought down previously as well. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Shachris Mashkim Leis HaMedrash. In the morning, we get up early to go to Shul. And the issue footnote number 13 explains that the reason for this is brought down from the Masses of Shekel, Shekev and Shemuto, Al Kol Echel, Lissasi, Prosa Yob, and Mrs. Rabbos, with so many things to do on Purim, Mishalach Manos, Matanos Lavionim, Sudas Purim, and also the davenings along the davening, and we have, of course, the Megillah laning, and those shuls that had Piyutim, so therefore, Mashkim, Lebes HaKnesses, Kadeshi, Espiku, Lekol, so therefore, you'll have enough time to say everything and do all the mitzvahs of the day. Mishmur continues, he says, Ein lach lots at tefillin, you don't take off the tefillin, af shispal lukvar, adach akriyas Megillah. Even though you davened already, and for whatever the reason, you're laying the Megillah a little bit later, so then you leave your tefillin on when you're laying the Megillah, because the darshinan, v'yikar, when it says, Lehud ma'isa ari simcha v'yikar, elu ha-tefillin. This is a reference to the tefillin. And we just finish off the last Ramah in Sif Beis, and he writes, Ubalel Yadalid, on the night of Yadalid, even though you're davening early, which we already pointed out from the Mishnah Berurah, Alpha Bishalo Karu HaMegillah, even though you haven't read the Megillah, Adayin Omer Alanisim Tvilas Arvis. He says, bring down from the Hagos by Manios that you do say Alanisim, even though you haven't read the Megillah yet, when you daven Marv on the night of Yadalid. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ein Korim Bo Halo, we don't say Halal on Purim. There is a din in the Gemara that says that the reading of the Megillah is Kahalelya. It's like Hallel, but the bottom line is we don't say Hallel on Purim. They know from Alpem, and we also don't say Tachlin. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin tells us the Bishlama Bitzias Mitzrayim Amrina. Reason why we don't say Hallel is because when we left Mitzrayim, we said Hallel because we said Hallelujah Ade Hashem, because we were no longer Velo Ade Paro. So we thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu without being solely his servants and not being the servants of Paro. But with the Nes of Purim, granted that we were freed from a terrible Haman. But we're still servants to Achashverosh, so it's inappropriate to say in a way Halu Abde Hashem, because we aren't really only Abde Hashem, we were still Abde Achashverosh. Siv Katan Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't say Tachnun, and he says as well, Vein Omim Lam Natseach. That's quoting actually from the Ramah, which I'll read now, Hagav, Vein Omim Lam Natseach, Vekel Erech Apayim, before the laning, we don't say that as well if it's on a Monday or a Thursday. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, this is true, Bishnei Yemei Hapurim, both on Tesvav as well as Yudalid, Mishum Dechsev Beit Sora, because it says Lamnatzeach, and that is talking about Yancho Hashem Biyom Tzora, and therefore this isn't the day of Tzora, it's a day of great happiness for the Jewish people, but Tzora B'Purim Lomad Karina. We don't want to mention anything Tzora in regards to Purim. The issue foot number 40 brings out the Imtar, the Hiskel Lamnatzeach, out of regularity. After you finish Ashra, you started saying Lamnatzeach, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Yavsik, you stop, even though in the middle of the Pizmon, you stop and you don't say it because it's inappropriate to say it on either your Dalit or Tesvav of Adar, Purim, or Shushan Purim. We still have Sif Dalit to do, but we'll save that for tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.